is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste.
Hold on a second. I have to open my Red Bull. This is not an ad for Red Bull.
Yeah, go ahead.
You riding the bull, Kathleen?
I've never had a Red Bull.
What?
Ever in my life.
Hold on.
Ooh, love the sound of a good can pop.
Do you want to try it?
No, I have tried it in the past, like a sip of it. Oh. It's not my cup of tea.
No, it tastes terrible.
Yeah, because I actually like cups of tea.
Yeah, it's definitely not your cup of
tea.
It's
not tea, yeah. But you drink it even though it tastes terrible?
Yes. I heard a story, and this may be a rumor,
but
I heard once that the people who created Red Bull made it taste bad on purpose.
Why?
So it feels like medicine. So it feels like it's doing something.
Oh.
Versus it just being a sweet drink. If it tastes bad, you believe that it's like, well, it's bad for a reason. It must work.
Like the same way I don't believe that my skincare is working unless it stings.
Literally the same thing.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I could really use a Red Bull pill.
Yeah, like a caffeine pill.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is a thing. I didn't
Caffeine pills.
Yeah. Bethany, so what's on the list of everything that you need to get done for the rest of the week?
All right. I have to do 3 more loads of laundry.
Oh.
I have far too many things I have not washed.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm wearing a ratty NASA shirt today. Just kidding. It's one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah. I like it. I
love this. It's actually more of a dress. It is so very long.
Yeah.
I have to do laundry. We have a fridge that shows every fingerprint that's ever touched it.
Okay.
So I have to like hunker down and actually clean the fridge and the stove.
Somebody told me a trick about fingerprints on stoves and fridges the other day, and now I can't remember. Was it olive oil?
I think you said it was olive. You think it was olive oil?
It was olive oil,
I'm gonna have to try olive oil. So there's like a lot of little things around the house that I have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
My friend Kathleen from my other podcast, Kathleen Can Do It, she has been reading this book, and I don't remember the name of it, but it is something about the 5-second rule. So not when you drop food on the ground, but just like pertaining to chores and things that you have to get done.
Yeah.
How many times have you made dinner and you're like, oh, I'm going to eat and then I'll come back and clean up and put everything away?
Yeah. Like every time.
Every time. Right. Yeah. And really it would just like take you 10 seconds to put everything back into the fridge.
Yeah.
Because how many times have you then fallen asleep on the couch and you wake up at midnight and like all of your produce and whatever is still sitting out,
you know, when you like wake up at like 2 a.m, you know, you got a sheet cake on your lap and you're like, where did this sheet cake come from and why is it all missing?
Or why didn't I put my chicken away from dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. So the 5-second rule is like, take a breath, count to 5 and just do it.
So do it before you overthink it.
Do it before you overthink it. And I've been applying that to chores. Kathleen has been showing me how she's been applying it to chores. And it's been helping lately. So I actually have less stuff to do around the house than I normally do.
That's amazing.
But also another reason I have less stuff to do around the house than I normally do is that because I just gave up top sheets completely.
Oh, but doesn't that make your comforter wear down more quickly?
Bethany, the top sheet is a waste of time and money and space because nobody actually uses that.
I use a top sheet.
No,
I love
a
top sheet. It feels like a protection, a soft protection from the harshness of the outside world and comforters.
How do you even keep it on your body at night?
I don't know. I just do.
Do you leave it tucked in at the bottom?
Yes.
Are you a monster?
No. My feet are fine.
I have to have an untucked bed.
Someone hurt you.
Also, I save time by doing chores. I don't rinse my dishes anymore.
I heard you're not supposed to rinse your dishes anymore before you put them in the dishwasher.
I wonder why that is.
Because it gives the soap something to cling to if you don't rinse them.
Another thing that I really have to do, I have about 60 different socks that I need to find pairs for.
I find this soothing. When I pair my socks when I'm watching something, like if I'm watching Midsummer Murders and I'm pairing socks, I feel like I'm finding little homes for people. Like these little socks are finding their friends.
What do you do? See, my socks are like all over the place. They're in this laundry basket, that laundry basket, like
in that
drawer.
Oh, no, you have to have like a bag you put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just sit down.
Yeah.
And do it.
And do it.
Okay, here's a chore I'm going to ask you if you do every day.
Okay.
Do you open the curtains? Like, do you close the curtains at night and then open them again in the morning?
Of course. It's a whole thing every day. Do you have curtains?
I have roller blinds and I do open and close them in the living room.
Yeah.
But in the bedroom, we just kind of keep them closed all the time.
Because, that makes sense. Privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like maybe the act of having curtains that you need to physically walk to every day, yes, and open them up like you're, yes, in a movie.
Yes.
I feel like that might be something that is good for my mental health or something.
That's what we have. So we have like long floor to ceiling.
Yeah.
Curtains.
Yeah.
That are held back by ties. And so every morning we open them and tie them back. Uh-huh. And every night we close them, release the ties and close them. And it's like a ritual to get the day started and to end the day. Hmm. It's really lovely. Hmm. I highly recommend, here's another thing.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, instead of putting the curtain rod right above the window frame.
Yeah.
Put it at the top of the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Makes your room look so much bigger.
I love it. I never thought of that or knew that until we moved into this house, and that's what they had already done.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
I know. It makes everything seem grandiose.
Yes, yes. It makes the room look like,
yeah,
someone's about to come in and tell you how they solved a murder.
Unlike top sheets, which do nothing.
They do. Kathleen, we're going to fight over this. A top sheet is a reminder that you are safe.
No, Bethany, a top sheet is something that just ends up in a ball at the bottom of my feet and then eventually falls off the bed. And then I have to pick it up and shake it out because there's all sorts of dust in it. And it's a waste of my time.
Do you make your bed every day?
Absolutely not.
Well, that's why your top sheet's all wrong. You have to make your bed every day. Pull it up. Well, first of all, don't make it right away. You got to let the sheets kind of like breathe and air out a little bit. And then...
Oh, you got to let the farts out before you make your bed.
It. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's monstrous.
Oh, I wash my sheets with really good soap, Bethany. Okay. So it's not disgusting.
So what do you do with the top sheet? Because they're sold in pairs.
Sometimes I'll just use it as a bottom sheet.
Okay. But then doesn't that fall off the mattress?
Nah, my weight is on it. Sometimes my top sheet, I use it for like drop cloths.
That makes it. So when I was growing up, I hated a top sheet. I'm with you. I hated a top sheet. I
mean, it's stupid, like a microwave. It's really dumb.
I would always kick it to the bottom. But now I do feel like a top sheet and a bottom sheet are like a hug. Mm. You know, it's like two friends who give you a hug from either side and they're both saying you're safe. And you're like, you belong and you deserve to be hugged from both sides.
No.
A bottom sheet only is like an open face sandwich that you could drop on the floor and now your jelly's all over the place.
Bethany. No, I prefer to like lean on my friends when I need like extra support.
With one side wide open.
With one side wide open. And that's why I like a bottom sheet only.
Speaking of sheets.
Yeah.
Earth Breeze is our favorite laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Because gone are the days of buying a giant jug of expensive laundry detergent that is, by the way, mostly water.
Yes.
Which you can get free from your tap unless you live in Hoboken where there's no water. You get the free water from your tap. So why are you paying for more water that you already have?
As somebody who lives in a city who walks to my supermarkets, I hate chores when I have to go and buy jugs of crap and bring it back home.
Would you rather carry a giant jug or have a slim paper envelope that is filled with detergent sheets?
Slim paper envelope.
Every time.
It's also delivered to my house.
EarthBreeze laundry detergent eco sheets look like dryer sheets, but they're absolutely not. They dissolve 100% in any temperature of water. I famously decided to use one full sheet to hand wash one sweater.
Yeah.
And my entire sink was filled with suds because these tiny sheets are so crazy concentrated. Yeah. They'll do a full load of laundry and get it sparkling clean with very little actual sheet.
And the packaging, not only is it compact, it's also biodegradable and plastic free, and their eco sheets are vegan and cruelty free.
So you will no longer have to have a giant jug on your shelf that makes your shelf bow down over time.
Yeah, it does.
And also leave sticky rings. Ugh. And then it stains your shelf.
And then the cup with the blue leftover liquid
just becomes
in it.
Gummy, and then, ugh, you have to recycle it, but you know that it might not actually make it to the recycle, whatever.
Yeah.
EarthBreeze eco sheets are amazing. And if you don't love them, EarthBreeze will give you a full refund. So Now is the time to try Earth Breeze, because right now, you, gentle listener, can subscribe and save 40%.
All you have to do is go to earthbreeze.com/taste to get started.
That's earthbreeze.com/taste for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/taste.
Speaking of laundry related things,
yeah,
I washed and dried my AirPods.
How?
They were just like in my pocket.
Oh,
like,
you accidentally did it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were loose in my pocket, which is like rule number one when you have them, put them back in the case immediately.
Yeah.
I never do that. Of course, I am me. But they are totally fine. They work. I got them yesterday.
Well, you probably, maybe unintentionally cleaned them up.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Okay. Let's say you're on a first date with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. And you get there early because you're you.
Yeah.
And they get there exactly on time.
Yeah.
So they haven't yet disappointed you.
Not yet.
And they, you're sitting at the table. It's like, it's a coffee shop date.
Yeah.
The guy takes out his earbuds and he's like, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go get myself something to drink. And he leaves his earbuds on the table.
Uh-huh.
And Bethany, you just happen to glance over where his earbuds are. They're uh-huh. not in a case.
Uh-huh.
And they're crusty as all hell.
That's it for me. Now, here's why.
Yeah.
Not because they're crusty.
Yeah.
Because everyone has ear gunk and they get into your ear, earbuds.
Yeah.
But you got to be on top of that. And if you know that your earbuds are going to pick up on or potentially pick up on ear gunk, don't leave them on the table. It's like you got to be aware of your level of grossness. I never let people, I don't wear AirPods because I get ear infections because I'm a weak.
Yeah.
But like if I did, I don't let anyone come near anything that goes in my ear because I just am like potentially horrified by what they might see.
So that. It's someone doing that to me, Bethany, I would be like, okay, cool. At least I know their cleanliness standards are the same as mine.
Have you ever done that, or would you accidentally? What would your response be?
I'm trying to think of something that's like so gross. I once showed up to a meeting in what I thought were clean jeans, but I had two pairs of the same jeans,
uh-huh.
and I wore the dirty ones. And by dirty, Bethany, I mean like I probably wore them 5 days longer than I should have without washing. I was mortified because there was just stains and dirt. And I didn't realize when I was putting them on, I thought they were the clean pair.
Yeah.
It's
that's
mortifying.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
I know. Especially if your top isn't like equal level disheveled, because then it could be like a look.
Yeah, right. You could be like, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
And that's why I dress like this.
Yeah, but I was wearing a blazer and a blouse.
Yeah,
and
no.
So anyway, the whole point of this is that I washed my AirPods and then I found this list on apartmenttherapy.com when I was researching, like, will my AirPods eventually die?
Yeah, totally.
Because I washed them. And so they have this list on this website, weird things that people have found in their laundry.
Amazing.
And so someone once found a picture of a stranger when they were shaking out their laundry.
How does that happen?
So it says, once in college in Boston, I was drying my clothes in the dorm's laundry room. I took my clothes out of the dryer and started laying them out to fold them. And as I tucked in the pockets of a pair of jeans that I wore all the time, I felt a piece of paper in one of the pockets and I took it out. And it was a passport photo of a guy that I had never seen before.
That's weird.
And I brought it upstairs because I was like, oh, it must belong to one of my roommates because we were the only ones using the washer dryer. And they had never seen him either.
What? That's wild.
To this day, I still have the picture in my wallet.
I would absolutely save it. As someone who buys books off of like eBay, I always go through the book to see if there's anything fun in it. And I once got a black and white photo of a woman in a like a drum major outfit, mid drum majoring.
Oh,
and so I framed it, and it's now on my living room wall.
Oh my God, are you sure it wasn't just a prop from a Gwen Stefani music video?
No, I'm not.
So someone wrote that they found a dead bat.
What? Aw, that's sad.
We live in a creaky old home, blindly disregarding the fact that our washing machine was in a damp, cobwebbed, unfinished basement because we were just grateful to have in-unit laundry. I understand that.
Yeah,
I get it. I don't care like what the condition the laundry machine is in.
Yeah, of course.
The laundry machine.
The
washing machine. The person writes, once a week I did a load and would bring it upstairs to fold. And one particular evening I was folding laundry on my bed when I reached into a pile and out fell an old wadded rag, or so I thought.
That's so sad.
It was a dead bat.
That's awful. Did anyone find anything less sad?
Someone found a shot glass.
Ooh, what did it say on it?
One time I went thrifting and dumped an entire bag of clothes into my washing machine when I got home. I can't believe you just dumped that bag. I would have to go through it first. Anyway, yeah. Carried on my day. Later, I went back to switch the laundry and I discovered a shot glass at the bottom of the washing machine.
Nice.
Must have been in one of the items of clothing that I bought.
One of the fun things about thrifting is like the little bonuses you get.
Yeah.
I was once at a Goodwill, and there was a coat that I was trying to figure out if I wanted or not. I put it on. I tried it on. I reached into the pockets to see how the pockets felt. I found $2.
Oh, my God.
So I kept it.
Finders keepers.
Totally, yeah.
I would have kept it, too. I'm trying to think of what I have found. Only things that belong to myself that I had forgotten about.
Yeah.
Found $20 recently.
Where?
In a denim shirt that I hadn't worn in a long time in a little breast pocket.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. It's the best. Always check. I currently have, I think, $100 in various denominations, totaling $100, hidden in various parts of my workspace.
I used to hide money like that, but then once I was about to donate a book and I was like, I don't know why it just occurred to me to shake it out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of money fell out of it. And I was like, shit, I almost just like gave away $400.
Well, it's interesting that you hid it in a book.
Yeah, don't hide anything in books.
Unless it's a hollowed out book.
I once left a credit card in a jacket that I returned to Rent the Runway.
Oh, no.
You know, no one has used it. So I think that they were really honest and they just put it in the trash. And yeah. I haven't called for a new one because it's already logged in on my Apple Pay.
Oh, no, Kathleen.
So like, I don't know.
I don't know. But if you work at Rent the Runway and you find that credit card, you know, charge up, like, what's the credit limit on that credit card?
Bethany,
was it like a thousand?
Bethany. Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird
and stay curious.